Well, I think the next Liberal Democrats will take over a fantastic success. Vince Cable has bequeathed us our best local election results ever, with the largest number of gains, our best European election results ever. We beat the Labour Party and the Conservative Party in a national election for the first time in 100 years. So it's exciting for the Liberal Democrats. Exciting for me, and I think exciting for our country, more to the point, that we can stop Brexit, we can address issues like climate change, and we can turn around the underinvestment in our schools and our hospitals.
Excellent. Why are you standing?
In the health service, in making sure we have more police on the streets. I've learnt a lot of my politics by representing people in Kingston Surbiton, by listening to people in Kingston Surbiton about their concerns, and I'm very grateful that many of them have actually asked me to stand, not just Liberal Democrat members but local constituents wanting me to stand for this job. So I feel support in the local community and I'm grateful for it.
I'm sure they're very grateful for you. What are your manifesto pledges going into the campaign?
Well, Liberal Democrats are a democratic party, and the leader doesn't tell them what the policies are. They come from the members. Now, that might surprise your listeners, but unlike the Tory and Labour parties, we are allowing members to make decisions. Isn't that radical? So I don't have a policy platform as such. What I do have is a sense of priorities and direction, whether it's stop Brexit, tackling climate change, investing in education. These are the issues actually I've talked about for much of my political life. And I believe the party, if it is clearer on our commitment on the environment, becomes the strong party in education again, then I think people will increasingly support us.
So our listeners are many of your constituents in Kingston, and they're kind of wondering, and we wonder as the station as well, are they going to feel a bit of an absence of you when you move on to your new position?
Far from it. I live in the middle of the constituency. My heart's there. My office is in the constituency. I'm still going to do the many advice surges I do when people need my help and can come to me. But more important than that, one of the advantages of being a London MP is you can be there all the time. I'm always home every night with my family, so I feel I'm in and around. I'm using the train services, awful though they can be at the moment, trying to stop that. I'm not going away. In fact, actually, I'm probably more present than when I was a cabinet minister, because I was a cabinet minister and a junior minister for 5 years, and that did take up some time. So I don't think people will wonder where I've gone. They'll be seeing me.
Do you have maybe like a short list of people that are going to help you with projects going on in the local community when you do move on to bigger things, or is it going to be...
Well, no, I'm going to be leading projects. I'll be working with councillor colleagues, with head teachers, with the police, with people at the hospital and GPs, making sure that those essential services that my constituents rely on are as best as they possibly can be.
So Lib Dem, largest Remain party, and with the results especially just recently, how do you think this is going to affect your efforts in Brussels for stopping Brexit?
Well, I think we've got light now. We've had some dark years in British politics when we saw the far right, the Brexit agenda dividing our country, and now we've got a chance through the Liberal Democrats to turn that around, to hopefully stop Brexit. It's not done yet. We've got a lot of work to do. I'm up for that task. But also to try to heal the divisions in our society, which have been so ugly. And, I blame the Conservatives for putting there. It wasn't needed. And, I hope that if we can come together, we can look at the issues that people really care about. I think people are fed up with the whole Brexit debate, to be brutally honest. They want to get it over and done with. And the quickest way to do that is actually to have a people's vote and to vote Remain.
So you're an economist, you have a huge background in climate change. What do you think is going to be your main push for a green economy in this post-Brexit vote world?
Well, what we've seen is we've now got the technologies, the wind power, the solar power, I believe the tidal power's there. So we know how to decarbonize. The issue is getting the trillions of pounds, dollars and euros that are invested in fossil fuels and switching them into the green technologies. And we've got to do that urgently. So that's why I've talked about greening capitalism, decarbonising capitalism, and saying to the City of London, look, it's really important you're there. We want a healthy financial sector, but you've got to take account of climate change risk. You can't keep investing in things that are causing the climate emergency when you've got these really attractive investments that give you really good returns and actually aren't as risky as fossil fuels if you switch your cash into other places. And I think that is a radical change, changing our economy, changing our financial system, but I think it's now time we did that change, and I believe I've got the ideas and the policies to do that.
So right now we're living in kind of a divided Britain, and you're one of the people who very much says that we want to heal the gap that's kind of been split between the English people. Again, you've said a couple of times that you want to work in the communities of people who voted Leave. What are some of your ideas for that, to kind of reunify the British public?
Well, first you start off by listening to people. My impression is that a lot of the Leave people, Europe wasn't the issue. It was issues ranging from immigration to economic inequality to feeling that London was running the country and was alien to them. And I think people need to feel that they are involved, that they're in control, that they have a voice, that they can, and that government really reaches out to them. And that is what Liberal Democrats have done traditionally and will do. And, you know, whether it's bringing jobs through the green technologies, whether it's improving the way local democracy works so people can have their say, can influence the world around them, you know, there's a very rich agenda which Liberal Democrats are really well placed to lead on.
Perfect. And actually, lastly, any tribute to Sir Vince Cable or any words to say to him?
Well, Vince has been an outstanding politician for many years. I've had the privilege of working with him in government, in parliament, in the local area. And I think everyone thinks he has been an amazing contributor to liberalism, to politics, particularly to the economy. I mean, let's remember, Vince was the one British politician as a Liberal Democrat who called out the financial crash, said it was going to happen, warned about it. If people had listened to Vince, we probably wouldn't be in the mess we're in at the moment. So he's been a towering figure, and he bequeaths the party to whoever wins this race in such a strong state. It's a huge tribute to him.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm sure everyone back in back in Kingston would just love hearing from you. That was Sir Ed Davey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.